This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first full week of the 2024 regular legislative session.
All right, we'll call the Education Workforce.
The first committee hearings of the 2024 regular legislative session were held this week. Among these was a lengthy hearing held by the Missouri Senate Education and Workforce Development Committee. Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester is the chair. He sponsors Senate Bill 727, a measure that seeks to modify provisions of the Missouri Empowerment Scholarship Accounts Program.
What this bill does is it increases the cap up to $75 million and then also would allow it to go higher based on certain criteria.
During the hearing, Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County told the sponsor she still has some unanswered questions about his proposal.
This bill would make more sense to me if it was focused on those students in those areas, but I'm not seeing that or reading it or even hearing about that happening.
No committee action has yet been taken on Senate Bill 727.
I think the House has done really good work on that.
I think that earnings tax is overwhelmingly supported every time it comes to a vote.
In a session already filled with hundreds of bills, there are plenty of ideas to go around. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rodden of Columbia says the legislature may review the earnings tax Kansas City and St. Louis area residents pay each year.
The remote stuff has been litigated in court to some degree, and I think the folks who have been pushing back against the earnings tax, I think, got a win there.
Over the years, the earnings tax has been a point of contention. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence stresses this is a tax the affected residents vote on every few years.
People don't like the e-tax, they can vote against it. If people don't want to participate in it, then we have services that we provide in Kansas City and St. Louis.
Another idea is also picking up steam.
I think his description of it is probably a good one.
I think it's a good start.
Senator Rowden says in regard to foreign ownership legislation, he believes it needs to be carefully crafted.
And we kind of know who the adversarial entities are, but we also know that we have a tremendous number of foreign allies who provide tremendous economic impact to our state.
Senator Rizzo says there were several lawmakers who cautioned against the approach taken to the current law, which took effect in 2013.
Send it to the vote of the people and what think they should have known what they were getting into back then. And it's actually interesting to see how it's come back to kind of bite them.
Other items may become larger than one session can hold.
I think the entire Department of Elementary and Secondary Education needs to be looked at.
Rural hospitals closing has.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Cindy O'Loughlin of Shelbina says she would like to take a serious look at the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education.
You have to be willing to put in the work, see what is working, see what isn't working. If you look at the outcomes of education, you know, there's obviously a lot of things that aren't working.
For Senator Rizzo, there are other priorities he believes need to be considered first.
People having trouble getting health care has. People paying too much for prescription drugs has. The teacher who can't make ends meet because she's so underpaid. Those problems are still out there.
Monday will be Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
The Senate will stand adjourned until Tuesday, January 16th at 4 p.m.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.